This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're at the 51st chapter, if you'd like to follow along. 51st chapter, and let's begin with verse 1. Thus says the Lord, behold, I am going to arouse against Babylon and against the inhabitants of Lebkamal, the spirit of a destroyer. I will dispatch foreigners to Babylon that they may winnow her and may devastate her land. For on every side they will be opposed to her. In the day of her calamity, let not him who bends his bow bend it, nor let him rise up in his scale armor. So do not spare her, young men. Devote all her army to destruction. They will fall down slain in the land of the Chaldeans and pierced through in their streets. Now, this is something that actually happened, folks. It actually happened. And when it says that winnowers, they work to separate the wheat from the chaff. When they threw up the mixture into the air, the wind blew away the worthless chaff, while the wheat settled to the floor, Babylon would be blown away like chaff in the wind. And where John the Baptist says Jesus will separate the wheat from the chaff, and that's exactly what's going to happen. When Babylon was attacked, when they were attacked by Cyrus, for neither Israel nor Judah has been forsaken by his God, the Lord of hosts, although their land is full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel, flee from the midst of Babylon, and each of you save his life. Do not be destroyed in her punishment. For this is the time of vengeance. He is going to render recompense to her. Babylon has been a golden cup in the hand of the Lord, intoxicating all the earth. The nations have drunk her wine. Therefore, the nations are going mad. Suddenly, Babylon has fallen and been broken. Wail over her. Bring balm for her pain. Perhaps she may be healed. We applied healing to Babylon, but she was not healed. Forsake her, and let us each go to our own country, for her judgment has reached to heaven and towers up to the very skies. The Lord has brought about our vindication. Come and let us recount in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Sharpen the arrows, feel the quiver. The Lord has aroused the spirit of the kings of the Medes, because his purpose is against Babylon to destroy it. For it is the vengeance of the Lord, vengeance for his temple. Lift up a signal against the walls of Babylon. Post a strong guard. Station sentries. Place men in ambush, for the Lord has both purposed and performed what he spoke concerning the inhabitants of Babylon. O you who dwell by many waters, abundant treasuries, your end has come, the measure of your end. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, surely I will fill you with the population like locusts, and they will cry out with shouts of victory over you. Now, the Cyrus, Medo-Persians, head of the Medo-Persians, king of Persia, had allied with Babylon to defeat Nineveh, capital of the Assyrian Empire, in 612 BC. Then the Medes joined Persia to defeat Babylon in 539 BC. If you can imagine that, use them for a purpose and then destroy them. It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding he stretched out the heavens. That statement is one of the most complicated and directly, actually truthful. If you can just get a hold of that, by his wisdom, he established the world. It took wisdom to establish this world the way it is, in complete harmony, balance, and perfection. And by his understanding, he stretched out the heavens. His understanding. Get a hold of that, because that's a deep, deep verse of scripture. When he utters his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens. And he causes the clouds to ascend from the end of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain and brings forth the wind from his storehouses. All mankind is stupid, devoid of knowledge. That's another good scripture that you need to get a hold of. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his molten images are deceitful, and there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of mockery. In the time of their punishment, they will perish. The portion of Jacob is not like these, for the maker of all is he, and of the tribe of his inheritance, the Lord of hosts is his name. He says, you are my war club, my weapon of war. And with you, I shatter nations. And with you, I destroy kingdoms. With you, I shatter the horse and his rider. You know, God can take a tiny country like Israel and destroy the most powerful nations on earth. Did you know that? A little tiny nation like Israel. And he can shatter the horse and his rider. And with you I shatter the chariot and its rider. And with you I shatter man and woman. And with you I shatter old man and youth. And with you I shatter young man and virgin. And with you I shatter the shepherd and his flock. And with you I shatter the farmer and his team. And with you I shatter governors and prefects. But I will repay Babylon and all of the inhabitants of Chaldea for all their evil that they have done in Zion before your eyes, declares the Lord. Behold, I am against you, O destroying mountain, who destroys the whole earth, declares the Lord. And I will stretch out my hand against you and roll you down from the crags. And I will make you a burnt out mountain. They will not take from you even a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations. But you will be desolate forever, declares the Lord. Lift up a signal in the land. Blow a trumpet among the nations. Consecrate the nations against her. Summon against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mene, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a marshal against her. Bring up the horses like bristly locusts. Consecrate the nations against her, the kings of the Medes, their governors, and all their prefects, and every land of their dominion. So the land quakes and writhes for the purposes of the Lord against Babylon stand, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitants. The mighty men of Babylon have ceased fighting. They stay in the strongholds. Their strength is exhausted. You know, once God lifts his hand of protection off from somebody like Babylon. Babylon was, you've got to realize, Babylon is always referred to evil. It's always referred to as non-believers. God used them, of course, to chastise his people. He allowed them to destroy Israel, destroy Jerusalem and Judah, destroy the temple, take their vessels and things out of the temple, and haul them off. But now their strength is exhausted. They're becoming like women. And they're more or less, they're done. They are done. It's foolish to trust in a man-made image rather than in God. It's easy to think that the things we see and touch will bring us more security than God, but things rust and rot, decay. God is eternal. Why would anybody put their trust in something that will disappear in a few years? Why would anybody be that foolish? Their dwelling places are set on fire. The bars of her gates are broken. One courier runs to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to tell the king of Babylon that his city has been captured from end to end. The fords also have been seized, and they have been burnt. The marshes with fire, and the men of war are terrified. The men of war are terrified. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. At the time it is stamped firm, yet in a little while the time of harvest will come for her. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has devoured me and crushed me. He has set me down like an empty vessel. He has swallowed me like a monster. He has filled his stomach with my delicacies. He has washed me away. May the violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon. The inhabitant of Zion will say, and may my blood be upon the inhabitants of Chaldea. Jerusalem will say, therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am going to plead your case and exact full vengeance for you, and I will dry up her sea and make her fountain dry. Babylon will become a heap of ruins, a haunt of jackals, an object of horror and hissing without inhabitants. They will roar together like young lions. They will growl like lions' cubs. When they become heated up, I will serve them their banquet and make them drunk, that they may become jubilant and may sleep in a perpetual sleep and not wake up, declares the Lord. And I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams together with male goats. God is going to destroy Babylon completely. And we're going to stop there. And we'll take up this 41st verse tomorrow. The grain was threshed on a threshing floor where sheaves were brought from the field. The stalks of grain were distributed on the floor. A large level section of hard ground. There the grain was crushed to separate the kernels from the stalk. Then the kernels were beaten with a wooden tool. Sometimes a wooden sledge was pulled over the grain by animals to break the kernels loose. Babylon would soon be threshed exactly like that, as God judged. it for her sins, for its sins. Who took Babylon by surprise? Cyrus took Babylon by surprise by diverting the river that ran through the city far upstream and walking in on the dry riverbed. More likely, it is saying that Babylon will be deprived of life-giving water. Unlike Jerusalem, Babylon will not be destroyed, will not be restored. They are not going to be restored, and they never were. And that not to this day, they'll never be restored. But you can. You can be restored right now. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, restore us, cleanse us, cover us with your blood, and renovate us inside, from the inside out. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Call us, or write us, actually. Write us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved to God.